Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
WGN. Hi, Joe.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Regarding this delivery of groceries from the Jewel, I grew up in Rogers Park from 80 years old, okay? In the 50s on, I went to school with this gal who married this guy, and he had this little business. He was like 18, 19 years old. He had a little van, and he would deliver the groceries. You got to remember.
Joe, is this a setup to a joke?
No.
This is an actual. Okay, hold on. You're an actual call. Hold on a second. Because after the news, I do want to talk a little bit about what your experience is with food delivery services. We had a writer from Money.com on yesterday. Money.com wanted to rate all of the food delivery services, Instacart and all of them. They can't do the article. You know why? Because they can't sign up for the services. You know why? It's like Dave Ennett's golf courses. So many people are in line, they can't even get the service to one of their testers. And I just want to know what your food delivery experiences are, good and bad. Let's do that after WGN Radio News.
It's 54 degrees at 9:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Grzanich. Another lawsuit could be coming over the state's stay-at-home order.
More optimism this morning that we could have baseball.
In business, investors optimistic today about some new numbers and new tests on a possible treatment for COVID. The Dow is up 453 points, S&P and NASDAQ up between 2 and 3%. Now with WGN Traffic, here's Mary Vandeveld.
It's been a busy morning on the roadways. A lot of accidents out there with the rain on the Elgin O'Hare 390 eastbound at Mitchell. Watch for an accident in the right lane. And also on southbound on the tri-state now at LaGrange, and accidents blocking the two right lanes. We still have this jackknife semi inbound Eisenhower on the exit ramp to northbound Mannheim that's blocking that off. Some midday road work on I-80 westbound between Briggs and Chicago in the right lane. And in Lake Villa, some flooded areas, Deep Lake and Grand. I'm Mary Vandeveld from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
Now the forecast from the PermaSeal Weather Center, mostly cloudy with on and off showers today, high near 58. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers, a low down to 43. And then mostly cloudy with morning showers tomorrow, high near 62. It's 54 right now with rain and fog at O'Hare. It's 53 at Midway, 53 along the lakefront. A second Illinois lawmaker says he plans to sue over the governor's extension of the stay-at-home order. Republican State Representative John Cabello of McChesney Park says the lawsuit he plans to file will apply to all state residents. He joined WGN's Ro Khan yesterday, criticizing Pritzker's justification of the extended stay-at-home order as in the interest of public safety.
If this governor was so concerned about people's safety, why has he unleashed 64 murderers from prison early, without even having the common decency of notifying these victims' families, like it says in law that he must do?
Earlier this week, a judge granted a temporary restraining order to the extension of the stay-at-home order as part of a lawsuit filed by another Republican state representative, Darren Bailey. That ruling only applies to Bailey. Pritzker commented on the lawsuits.
Well, it appears to me to be some partisan endeavor, at a moment when, frankly, political parties shouldn't matter at all.
The Illinois Attorney General is appealing that first decision. Vice President Pence taking heat for not wearing a face mask or covering while visiting Mayo Clinic. Pence went to the Rochester, Minnesota facility yesterday, said his decision not to wear a mask or covering goes against guidelines issued by that hospital. Pence was the only person without a mask at a round table and then a tour of the facility. Afterwards, he told reporters that he is often tested for the virus and follows CDC recommendations about who should wear a mask.
It was their recognition that people that may have the coronavirus could prevent the possibility of conveying the virus to someone else by wearing a mask. And since I I don't have the coronavirus. I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here, to be able to speak to these researchers, these incredible healthcare personnel, and look them in the eye and say thank you.
Mayo Clinic said earlier this month that all patients and visitors would be required to cover their faces while in the building. A warning about fake COVID-19 cures. The Public Interest Research Group looked at warning letters from the FDA. They found that most questionable products claim to have antiviral immune-boosting properties, which have not been proven. A spokesperson gave some other ways to spot fake treatments.
Testimonials are often part of product pitches. So this is somebody saying, oh, I took this and it cured me, worked for my whole family. Those are not scientifically proven. Another is just misspellings, typos. So products that have gone through the regulatory process have typically been vetted, and that includes their advertising copy.
So far, the FDA has not approved any products as a cure or treatment for COVID-19. Some people think an asteroid will be relatively close to Earth today. Looks like it might be wearing a mask. Topography of the
Did the beer man come to the newsroom
I think
early
he did
today?
A little bit earlier. Some of the features visible in an image from the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico have led people to make the mass comparison in this age of coronavirus. The asteroid is about a mile in diameter and doesn't pose a threat this year, but it'll be about 3.5 times closer when it returns in 2079. I saw a picture of this earlier today, and it does kind of look like it might be wearing one of those surgical masks.
So I'm making a list of the reasons 2020 sucks. I got pandemic, markets crashing, an asteroid coming to Earth.
Not now, asteroid. Not now.
All right.
All right. Let's move on. WGN Sports Now with Dave Ennett.
Many hurdles remain. There seems to be some optimism, though, about a plan to get baseball going. USA Today reported the majors would be split into three divisions, the East, Central, and West, to reduce travel and enable teams to play in their own ballparks without fans. If health conditions allow, they hope to play in late June and play about 100 games if this all comes to pass. One other casualty of the pandemic, the Hall of Fame induction scheduled to take place in late July in Cooperstown, but reportedly to be postponed until next summer when they would induct two classes. The NCAA Board of Governors has approved recommendations that would allow college athletes to be paid for their names and images. The athletes could be paid for endorsements and personal appearances and would be allowed to identify themselves by their sport and their school. The rules are expected to be drawn up by January and take effect the following school year. And the story in The Last Dance about Dennis Rodman's midseason vacation to Las Vegas was a revelation to many, including, apparently, Rodman's son. DJ Rodman Jr., a freshman basketball player at Washington State, said on Instagram, "I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could go up to your coach and be like, hey, I need a vacation."
Right, exactly.
So, but he said he knew the other stuff.
Did he?
About his dad.
Yeah.
He just hadn't heard that one. And about Michael Jordan going to retrieve him.
That's one of the best things we've seen in that thing so far.
No question. I'm Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
Your money on WGN. Stocks is moving higher on Wall Street thanks to positive news about a treatment for coronavirus. The drug remdesivir from Gilead scientists underwent a study, and the primary endpoint was met, according to the company. That study was done by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Gilead also says its own study revealed patients taking the drug were improving, and a further statement would be coming later. At the opening bell this morning, Dow Jones was up more than 2%, and it's moving higher now, with the Dow right now up about 438 points at 24,540. The S&P 500 is up 62 points at 2925. That's good for 2%. And the NASDAQ is up 250 points at 8857, which is up almost 3%. Chicago-based Boeing announced it will cut nearly 10% of its jobs, about 16,000 positions, through a combination of buyouts, natural attrition, and involuntary layoffs. The cuts will be the deepest in Boeing's commercial airplane unit, about 15% of jobs there. And I'm Steve Grzanich on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Recently, you saw the stock market fall more in a single day than any day since the crash of '87. I'm Rick Edelman. Unlike past market crashes, though, this crisis is easy to explain. And we know that when medical science delivers a solution, life will return to normal, and stock prices should recover. So if your situation hasn't changed and your long-term goals remain the same, you should stick with your long-term outlook and your diversified portfolio. Today offers you an opportunity to rebalance your investments, maybe even to add to your portfolio. After all, lower prices can be a buying opportunity. You could even refinance your mortgage thanks to new lower rates. If you're unsure of what to do, call us here at Edelman Financial Engines. We've helped our clients get through tumultuous times for 34 years, and we can help you get through this one too. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's RiceDelman.com.
MegaPros has been the safest, cleanest resource for your home repairs and improvements for over 43 years. MegaPros want to help in any way you need. Questions or resources? Fast and friendly. Yes, we can help. Call 847-658-8989 or go to MegaPros.com.
Speed jokes. We do this after the 9:30 news. Turn down the kids. Stop the dog from barking. We've got speed jokes. Still unsponsored, curiously. Police officer says, I'm arresting you for downloading all of Wikipedia. The guy says, no, wait, I can explain everything. Little soybean is crying, says, my mommy got swept up with some other soybeans and tossed into boiling water. It was the end of mommy. I didn't know what endomami was, but now I think I do. I think it's soybeans tossed in boiling water. Anyway, a spider said to me yesterday, what is it about me that scares you the most? And I said, well, my new number one is that you can talk.
I just got
That's kind of creepy. You know what they do when chemists die, don't you? They bury them. Oh, good. He's got more chemistry jokes. Dave, ask me if I know any good jokes about sodium.
John, do you know any good jokes about sodium?
Nah. Someone threw sodium chloride at me. I said, hey, that's a salt. What kind of dog do chemists walk? Laboratory retrievers. I tell you guys more chemistry jokes, but the good ones... Are gone. A scientist tells the pharmacist, give me some acetylsalicylic acid. The pharmacist says, you mean aspirin? The guy goes, oh, that's it. I can never remember the name.
Well, you practiced that one.
I did.
That was good.
Guy from Mexico rides his bike across the border with two big bags of sand. The border guard thinks he's smuggling something in there, so he stops the bike and goes through all of the sand, but it's just sand. Day after day, guy rides his bike across the border, bags of sand under his arm. Sometimes they stop him, open up the bags. It's always sand. One night, the guard bumps into the guy at a bar, and the guard says, listen, I know you're sneaking something in. I promise I won't tell anyone. What are you smuggling? And the guy says, bicycles. And finally, I got this one for you guys. What has four wheels, cuts grass, and is made of cement? I'll give you the answer. It's a lawnmower.
Mary, you ask.
Yeah, go, Mary.
No. Why do I have to look like the idiot?
You do it, Dave. You do it.
Okay, John?
Yeah.
The cement part.
I just threw in the cement part to make it hard. Well, I needed you guys to be there for me, and I was worried that you wouldn't come through.
And we didn't, did we?
Nobody wanted to
you
volunteer.
You guys... played it perfectly. It's time for Listen, I want to know what your food delivery experience is like. We got into this yesterday. The lines lit up. Is that going well for you or not? Which one should we use? Food delivery services, 312-981-7200. Call me now. We'll pick the phones up in just a minute. And if you've got any good jokes that are as good as these, Email John Williams at WGNradio.com. Steve Grzanich, cloudy day today.
And rain. We're watching some areas of more moderate rain coming down in some of the northwest suburbs, especially along the border with Wisconsin, up near the Rockford area, up near Janesville and near Racine. So that's going to continue. Rain for everybody right now on the radar screen, by the way. 58 is going to be the forecast high today, with showers continuing into tonight. Low down to 43, and then some showers tomorrow in the morning. 62 for a high, and then lakeshore flooding and high waves are possible with a shift from the northeast, winds from the northeast off the lake tomorrow. Friday, sunshine in 62. Right now, we have a reading of 54 at O'Hare with rain and fog. It's 53 at Midway and at the lakefront.
And as the rain continues, we continue to get accidents. Eastbound Elgin O'Hare 390 at Mitchell. Right lane is blocked. Two right lanes blocked southbound in the tri-state at LaGrange with an accident there. Also one reported on the inbound Ryan now at 95th. The Jackknife Semi on the inbound Eisenhower exit ramp to northbound Mannheim. And some road work on I-80 westbound between Briggs and Chicago in the right lane. I'm Mary Vandeveld from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
For the past 60 years, the McGrath family has been proud to serve the transportation needs of Chicago and surrounding suburbs. Throughout that time, we've continued to give back to our community, and we've aligned ourselves with brands that do the same. Whether we're making significant donations to our armed forces through the USO or helping the families of Chicago's police through the 100 Club, we're happy to give back. Now, McGrath City Mazda is proud to do its part for our newest soldiers, the healthcare workers. We're offering free oil changes to all healthcare professionals during this crisis. It's our way of saying thank you. Simply call McGrath City Mazda at 773-632-5660 to schedule your free oil change appointment. Thank you for all that you do. From McGrath City Mazda on North Cicero Avenue in Chicago.
When you do the math, you choose McGrath.
Certain restrictions apply. Call dealer for details.
946, untouched by COVID-19. Lourdes Duarte travels to an Illinois county with zero cases. How have they avoided the virus? WGN-TV investigates tonight at 9. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, you need to call Team Hochberg. That's your trusted local professional, mortgage pro. Today, meet Sue and Tom, happily married, about to close on their first home when COVID-19 hit mid-March. Sue and Tom called David because they were concerned about purchasing a home with so much uncertainty surrounding the economy. David answered their questions, assured them that Team Hochberg would cancel their loan if they did not feel comfortable buying at this time. He recommended they talk it over, call him back the next morning. They called the next morning, thanked him for answering their questions and not pressuring them into the house. If you're purchasing a home and would like to work with a lender who will always look out for your financial interest, especially during these times, like Team Hochberg helped Sue and Tom, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Tune into Home Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by David, Saturdays at 10. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID number 1124061. Well, it doesn't say what Sue and Tom decided. Where's Paul Harvey when I need him? Where's the rest of the story? Sue and Tom wanted to buy a house, but they weren't so sure with the COVID-19 thing. That's my Paul Harvey. Hawk, you got a new reignite this commercial. I mean, if they decided not to buy it and they backed out, that's a good ad. If, in fact, they felt good about it and they bought the house still, that's a good ad. But we need to know the rest of the story. All right, let's talk to Greg for a second. Greg, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Well, hi. Good morning, John. Good to talk to you again.
I got a bunch of calls on the line. I just want to very quickly just ask people what their home food delivery business or service is like. Is that what you do?
Actually, I'm a driver for Jewel, and I've only been doing it about a month since, finding something to do with all the time off. And I got to tell you, it's a wonderful experience because these people are so happy. Like your listener, Eileen in Oakbrook, she's so happy with the drivers and the delivery service, she told me yesterday. And it's nice to bring food to these folks, you know, who can't get out or who don't want to get out.
So you're the delivery service food. I just discovered yesterday, right? If I go to Jewel,
yeah.
And I...
Actually,
you deliver the food.
We're Jewel proper. So Jewel has a whole e-commerce division where we have the orders are placed online. And I can't even imagine the amount of pickers that we have in the stores who actually put the orders together. Then they bring them back to the area in the back where we have freezers and chillers for, you know, your cold items and your frozen items and then your ambient items. And then we put them in the trucks, and then we run them out to all the different homes. So it's actually an operation all within the Jewel organization.
And how do you, when you deliver the food, do you wear gloves and a face mask?
That's absolutely a priority. From the moment that the order is taken, the people that the orders get to pick and to deliver, masks and gloves are mandatory. So none of us ever actually touch it with their bare hands or yeah. breathe on them and whatnot.
Including the people that pack the food, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why when you go to Jewel, you will see most of the folks, they have little carts that they push around and they're picking items for the deliveries, and you'll see them all with gloves and masks and all.
Okay, but that's different because, all right, but those are people that are doing the personal shopping for people, but there's also a service where you just go through and say, okay, now I want you to deliver after I've put the groceries in the cart and paid for them.
Yeah, I heard you talk to him yesterday, and I'm not familiar with that. That's obviously a separate service that Jewel, because Jewel does have folks that do the door dashing as well. So if you need something immediately, they will have DoorDash deliver it right away. As opposed to us, we may have 9 to 10, maybe 11 orders that we have to deliver. And the store I work out of, we deliver anywhere from my route so far has been anywhere from maybe Roselle or Glendale Heights, Bloomingdale, all the way into the Oak Park area. And probably as far south as Hinsdale.
And you're busy all day, right?
My gosh, they're busy all day. There is a beehive of activity over there in the store. These people are constantly filling orders. Now that just the delivery service alone is one element. Then we have all the DoorDash orders that we have that are constantly moving through the store. And then we also have what we call our Doug orders, which are our drive-up-and-go service. So you can either have it delivered, you can come over and pick up your food, and we'll bring it out to your car, which is the drive up and go, or you can ask to have it delivered by the gentleman that you've talked to yesterday, or a DoorDash kind of a situation.
How about that? All right. I'm just wondering what people's food delivery experience is. Greg, thanks for your time. And keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, keep hustling. You know, listen, I don't want to knock anybody's business, but this was a call that we took yesterday. Ashley, we've got the guy that had, and I'm a big fan of Target. I used to have my paychecks just delivered to the Target store near me. So Target, good. This experience was mixed.
I got to add one more thing. We tried Target, and I don't know how those guys are going to stay in business. So we ordered like 20 items, and the items came over a 1 week period in probably 20 different boxes with packing materials where you'd open up a box and there would be a bag of popcorn and that's it. And you're like, and the delivery was free. So I don't know how they're going to stay in business with their service.
Yeah. Okay. So some of you, and by the way, Instacart was frustrating because a lot of people can't get into the Instacart system. You can't get them to deliver the food because they won't take your order because they're too busy. Between social distancing and the crush of orders and just the difficulty of managing the demand, it's actually impossible for some people to do Instacart now. At least that was what Money.com was telling us yesterday. Joe, you're on I'm coming to you, Joe, but I want to go to Benny first. Benny, you're on WGN. What do you want to say? Hi.
Hi, good morning. So as a restaurant manager myself, I'd like to share some experiences that I don't think people understand. I don't think they quite get that just like every other job in America, there's levels of how we do it, whether we're digging a ditch or whether there's CEOs. Not everybody's the same. And the problem that I see is, when you call your local restaurant for delivery, I really feel you should be calling a restaurant that offers delivery, that has a person employed for delivery. That's your professional. What we see is, in the restaurants with this DoorDash and this Grubhub, it's not good. I mean, they come in, they pick up the food, then they want to take the bag to the restroom. You have to stop them. They come in, they open the bag, they want to touch the food and rearrange it. Hey, what are you doing? I don't have to recook it. there's a level. I mean, they hire anybody at Grubhub. They supposedly don't work directly for them, the company. I don't understand quite how they're paid, but they're not direct employees, so they don't have much control over them.
Yeah.
You know, and the delivery fee, by the way, is not going to the restaurant. It's not going to your driver necessarily. I really wish people would support the restaurants that have delivery drivers. Those drivers care. Those drivers, you know, it's their tip. And if they don't get the food, it, you know, it's not always like Grubhub with the pre-tip on the credit card. If, you know, if everything's not happy, you know, they're employed by us. So therefore, they take a little pride in what they do. They wear gloves. Everything's sanitary.
Well, and more money stays there. You know, what I'm telling you, this has been my refrain this morning. The stuff we've been learning. I did not know that Grubhub and some of those places take 20 to 30% of the ticket. Which is just staggering to me.
24% at a lot of restaurants that I know of, yes.
24%. All right, so a quarter of the bill goes to the delivery. I mean, I'm happy to tip anybody that delivers. And I think some of you tip delivery people. I think you're doing okay. But I'm buying food because I, A, want the food, and B, right now I want to support the restaurant. I guess I could support Grubhub too, but I didn't know I was doing that. I thought I was supporting you guys, Benny.
Yeah, we need more people to think like you. I mean, you know, 24% coming off the bill for the restaurant this date, you know, with what's going on. They're struggling to make ends meet as it is. That 24% is really needed. And again, it's not even. It's also about the sanitary. It's about executing at a high level. You know, you have these Grubhub guys. When you see whatever, I don't want to, you know, advertise for anybody, but if your local delivery pizza place, whatever, comes wearing a shirt from that company, they take pride in what they do. They don't want a messed up order. It reflects on them. You're not going to call them next week.
Yeah.
They don't, and they've been educated by the owners and managers. Don't open the box. Don't touch the food. The things that we see are not good, not sanitary. Like I said, they'll pick up a bag and head right to the restroom. Oh, I got to use the restroom. Well, where are you going, man? Where are you going?
So, all right, I got your message, Benny.
It is a problem.
I hear you loud and clear, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. He had to get that off his chest. I'm here for everybody. Fran, you used Instacart. It worked out okay for you, right?
Yeah, it worked out great. The way I found them is I went online with my sister, and she found, well, we shop here in the neighborhood at Shop and Save. They took my order, and they used Instacart. They said, do you want it today or tomorrow? And I said, I'll take it tomorrow between 9 and 12. And my groceries are on my front porch here at 9:25 in the morning. I used Jules once, and they said, we can get your order there in 4 days, and I didn't get half of what I wanted. But the Instacart people, whatever they have for you, it was great.
Yeah. And the stuff you ordered was in there, right?
Yeah, everything I wanted was in there. She substituted one brand or two, but I was happy with that. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they have a space on there if you want to tip the driver 5%, 10%, and put a dollar amount in there, because they do charge you like what Jules charges.
How much did you tip? How much did you tip, Fran?
Delivered plus tip.
How much did you tip?
$10.
Look at that. Yeah, I think tipped people. I hope so. I mean, it's just a way for us all to share. We're all socialists right now, or we're all Christians, or whatever it is. We're all being very generous, let's put it that way. And given any opportunity, I certainly salute and applaud that. Okay, Fran, thanks for the call. 9:57, here comes WGN News.
The perfect storm is arriving. Savings are running out, and the money meant to help isn't here yet. We'll help you through this and answer questions after 1 o'clock. Anna DeVlantis on WGN Radio.
With coronavirus spreading, now is the time to take steps to protect you and your family and slow the spread of coronavirus. Do your part to help in this fight. How? Stay home. Staying home during the coronavirus outbreak saves lives, because people who don't have any symptoms can still spread the virus without knowing it. Stay home and tackle those spring projects. Organize your closet, try a new recipe, or virtually chat with your book club. Practice healthy distancing. If you do have to go out, stay 6 feet or 2 arm lengths away from others. Avoid touching your face. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds after you've been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. Join the fight and do your part to stop the spread of the coronavirus. To learn more, visit dupagehealth.org/COVID-19. Hashtag do your part, DuPage.
Lindholm Roofing has been serving Chicagoland for over 70 years. We want you to know, despite the current public health concern, we are fully committed to helping you with your essential roofing, siding, and gutter needs. Lindholm Roofing is following recommended precautions to keep our employees and customers safe. Free estimates and installations can take place from outside, and you do not need to be present. Call us at 1-888-4-ROOFER or visit us at lindholmroofing.com.
We're committed to protecting the health and safety of your family as we take care of your plumbing, AC, and electrical needs. As always, ABC is here for you. We realize how important it is to keep your home cool and running smoothly. So rest assured, your family will stay comfortable with an ultimate AC tune-up for just $89. Just $89 for peace of mind. Schedule at 4abc.com. That's the number 4abc.com. Consider it cool. Consider it safe. Consider it done.
On the John Williams page at WGNradio.com, the daily news click, our web poll question, who should decide if you have to stay at home? You, the individual, it's your civil right. 22% of you said that. My mayor, 5%. My governor, 65%.